All right, so Katie.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that's heard this.
Uh-huh.
But she was sharing some text with an exchange from with your son and son, like a caretaker?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, over the years, I've talked to you about Mrs. Chris and Mr. Mike. They are not only our neighbors and honorary members of our family, but they also care for our children. And they have since Henry was 3 months old and Nora was a year. So, I mean, yeah. Mrs. Chris comes to my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. God bless her.
Yes, amazing.
I mean, seriously, so that I can be here and entertain the masses. Anyway, some yes. might say not worth it, but some might say worth it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the other day they were at our house, Mrs. Chris and Mr. Mike, and they were getting the kids on the bus for school. And the night before, I had packed lunches and you get the jackets ready and the book bags by the door and their one cards and the whole deal, right? And so I get a text from Chris, and she said to me, hey, the kids want to know, can they take Prime to school? Prime
yeah.
is...
Oh, yeah. Oh, so
it's like crack for
it's
kids.
It's crack mm-hmm. for, well, for the children. But, yeah. but for the children, it is. Yeah. And I said, no, because I already packed their lunches, and there was already a Capri Sun in there.
Oh, wow.
Already school. A Capri Sun.
No, they're still popular.
And then, well, and then also... Bussin.
It's a classic. No,
it's a classic.
But it is bussin. Capri Suns are bussin.
That would be better. I should have said bussin.
Get the straw on the bottom.
Right. That's what I've heard. Yeah. So I said no, because I don't want to start a riot. Like, you send a Prime to school, and then all of a sudden, it's just mass chaos.
Maybe the coolest kid in school.
Yeah.
Or they'll get jumped for it.
Yeah.
Okay,
it'll be like the new Stanley Cups at Target.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
It will cause a riot.
Cause a riot. Mm-hmm. And then also, I mean, they're expensive. So, you know.
They are expensive.
Jeez.
Enjoy them.
Yes. So, anyway, the answer was no. And then she said, okay, fine. They want to know if they can have chips. And I said, yes, fine, whatever, even though I already packed their lunch. But then I get a message after the school bus has come and picked them up from Mr. Mike, and it goes as follows. This is Mike writing to me. When mom said no to Prime, Henry, I wish I had a different mom. Mr. Mike to Henry, well, then you wouldn't be born. Henry, well, then she can just born me and then give me a different mom.
She can born me.
Mr. Mike, what if your new mom was meaner? Henry, there could not be a meaner mom.
I agree, Henry.
Henry dropping bows.
You kidding me?
Mr. Mike says, trying not to laugh, in parentheses, wanna bet? And then I wanted to be like, yeah, why don't you ask Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why don't you ask her?
Right.
If there could be a meaner mom.
Maybe it's on her way to being.
Dee Dee Blanchard.
And I said, all over some Prime?
Yeah.
He wants to be born to another mother?
Yeah, he wants to be given for adoption.
And then Mike, who just was very funny, too, he goes, yeah, and I thought Prime was Amazon, and I was wondering, how can you have Amazon in your lunch?
How do you put Amazon on your lunch? Interesting. Yeah. They'll find out. Wait, that is hilarious.
So
that is,
if you're funny. Wondering, great. You know, the love hilarious. I get from my children, it's, yes. it's that.
Yeah, it's great.
And born me. Yeah, born.
And it's just a reminder that we've all been that age or different ages where we don't get what we want, even at this age.
Mm-hmm.
We'll throw a fit.
Does Henry gravitate more towards you or Ben?
Oh,
in time of need?
It depends. I think probably in times of need and comfort, me. But if it's he's not getting what he wants from me, he goes to Ben. And then if he's not getting what he wants from Ben, he comes to me.
I see. Yeah.
And Nora is just so go with the flow.
Yeah.
You know, Nora's just like, we say no, she's like, all right. We say yes, she's like, all right. You know, she just is cool, calm, and collected all the time. And Henry... definitely. I call him a drama queen all the time. He is just, he lives in the moment and he is not afraid to let you know how he's feeling.
Katie, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Like my daughter, as a woman, the stereotype, oh, drama queen, not at all. Mm-mm. My son, Eli, who's 12, is the biggest drama queen on earth.
Yes. I don't
more
get it.
Sensitive, there's more drama, mm-hmm. more like, ugh. And Ava just goes with the flow.
Just goes with the flow. Like,
easy.
Whatever. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a blessing we both had our daughters first.
You know what's ironic is that sometimes, and I've heard this lately, and they talk about even like people with bad grades, but they say that the people that kind of put up that fight and try to negotiate or argue back tend to be more go-getters later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
What a self-serving comment from Jason.
You see that, right? She does the following.
You put up a fight?
I do, too. I know.
Golly.
We do. I shouldn't that. Say it. You said it. You said it for me.
And then I've also seen the thing, and maybe you guys don't get this in your algorithm of your Instagram, but there's definitely been something that I've seen more than once that says that your first child is... I think it's like the child that you are growing up with because you're learning the whole,
right.
You know, you're learning
mm-hmm.
all the things. And then the second child and their personality is the child that you wish you could have been.
Oh.
And I was like, damn, that hurts. it hurts a little.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but it's
an interesting thought for sure.
Mm-hmm.